The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Pharrell with you and Mafia. Toll free 844-843-6879 to get on the bench. Hour two here on a midweek Wednesday. Where do you hurt? From New York City, we roll on. So in the Warriors game with the Wizards tonight in D.C., bottom line is Curry had a bad night. And he was 7 of 25. He finally ran out of gas. He was a dreadful 2 of 14 from 3. He went 18 points, 7 boards, 8 assists. That's a great game for a lot of guys in this league. For him, it's a terrible night. That's just all there is to it. And the only guy that produced for them, believe it or not, was Poole and Oubre. Poole had 22, Oubre 24. And Bazemore had 19, Wiggins 14. But on the other side, how about Brody? How about Westbrook? 20 rebounds. He had 14 points, 20 rebounds, 10 dimes. The triple-double for Brody. I called that today on Coast to Coast. That's a nice prop bet that Westbrook would have a triple-double and Beal would score 30, I said, and he had 29. So I was dead right about that. Beal shot 2 of 6 from downtown, but he had 29 points, 8 of 21. He had 29 and 10, the double-double. But Curry, finally, after his rash of 30-point games and rash of threes, where he had hit 10-plus threes in so many games, it's not even funny. He had 70 threes in 10 games. That's crazy. Then tonight he has just 2. So I guarantee you that's what they're going to be talking about later on the highlight shows and everything else, that he couldn't hit it from downtown tonight. He was off, and that was that. They shot 39% from the floor, 33% from downtown, whereas the Wizards shot 41% in the game and 35% from downtown. So Washington wins it 118-114. And I just wanted to look at that in terms of the East, like what that lead is. Washington has the 10 spot right now, so they'd be in the play-in tournament with Miami, Charlotte, Indy, and Washington. Washington would play the Pacers. That's as it stands now. In the West, the 7, 8, 9, 10 is Dallas, Memphis. They would play. Golden State and San Antonio would play. And they have a 3.5-game cushion over the Pelicans, who are in the 11 spot. So there you go. Big win for the Wizards tonight. They just want to get in that play-in tournament. I guarantee you that, because they're not doing anything more than that. But anytime you play there against them with Westbrook and Beal, you're dealing with a triple-double and a 30 spot from those two almost every big game. If there's a big game, they show up and they put out. They just produce. That's it. They just go off, and that's all there is to it. That's what they got in the Wizards game plan is those two just going off. And they did it tonight. That's an incredible triple-double, 14, 20, and 10. Are you kidding me? I mean, he only has 10 points, but look what he did with the dime, or 14 points, but look what he did with the rebounds and dimes, 20 and 10. I mean, that is just absolutely ridiculous. We welcome our radio affiliate, SiriusXM, Mightier 1090 San Diego, Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio, Hoorah, Soldier, Hoorah. It's for all on a bench with Mafia. 844-843-6879 to get on the bench. So we're talking about the Curry-led Warriors tonight losing D.C. by four. Curry had a lousy night. He didn't do anything. That's just all there is to it. He had, 2 of 14 from three. You know you're not going to get it done when you do that. 18 points he had in the game. But a 14-point, 20-rebound, 10 dimes for Westbrook, and 29 points for Beal. Bertans had 19. Gafford had 19, whoever the hell that is. And Nato had 18. One other thing, Avdija, the rookie, he got hurt in the game. They carried him off. He went down with a leg injury or something in that game. So I know he dropped. And I told you earlier that Trae Young of the Atlanta Hawks went down with a left ankle tonight. They carried him off the floor. After he went out, the Hawks went down the drain. Although Bogdanović hit a three to tie the game and send it to overtime. After that, Randle had a chance to win the game, but he dribbled the ball out, didn't get the shot off. He did get it off, but it wouldn't have counted, and he missed it anyway. But then the Knicks kicked the Hawks' ass in overtime by 10, and now the Knicks have the four spot. And I almost have to look at it to believe it with my own eyes, but it's true. They have a half-game lead over the Hawks for the four spot, and that's home court in the playoffs. That is just absolutely crazy to me. I cannot believe that the Knicks are, you know, six games over 500. They've won eight in a row, and they've covered in 11 straight games. That is insanity. I'm losing weight over here. I don't know whether I'm dyspeptic, distraught, terse, out of hand, livid. I can't make my mind up. I just can't believe for 23 years I've watched them suck, and now I watch them every night and they win.
We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year.
Don't believe us.
Never turn us off.
You'll see.
Keep listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, Frill on the bench with Mafia. I think that Avdija was a right ankle. I saw him go down. And it's amazing that Young went down with it. Avdija went down with it. Clyde Frazier was saying tonight it's the number one injury in the NBA. It's the one injury that happens more than any other. It's guys landing on other guys' feet, and they roll their ankle. When you come down on somebody else's foot and the side of their foot or the top of their foot, it's just not meant to be. And the same thing happens every time. It's roll city. It's dinner rolls. And then you got all that weight and it just rolls right off and you're in the bag, and then you're out for several weeks. That's all there is to it. And if it's a high ankle sprain, it's even worse. You see what happened to LeBron. The same thing happened to LeBron, and he's out forever. They're showing Trae Young getting carried off right now. So the story of the night certainly is Young, and no one will freak out about Avdija, but I think the kid's been pretty decent for the Wizards for foreign player to get drafted as high as he did, and the job he's done. I think he's a decent player. I think he's going to get better too. Rick is in Cincinnati, the Queen City, tonight on the bench.
Oh, shake it, ooh.
Oh, shake it, ooh.
Can I get three fingers of Johnny Walker Black?
Yeah, I think Mafia is running the bar. It's unbelievable. We got beverages. We got three fingers. We got beers, shots and beers. Imbanana shot of beer. Puke. So what's happening?
Scotty, I'm so glad you're back on Howard 101. I missed you. It's been a while since you're on the better, you know, non-terrestrial network. I love it that you're on Howard 101. It's fantastic. I remember back in the day, we'd be calling in, listening to Howard 101 right after, you know, some of the old Howard, you know, replay. Yucko the Clown.
Well, listen, I don't know. I love him. I love them. I love everything they do. I got a lot of friends there. It was a great experience. It was a trip. I loved every second of it. It was the coolest gig I ever had, without a doubt. And we all had a blast. And it was a lot of funny stuff and a lot of shenanigans and a lot of memories and a lot of, like, I mean, I told the story the other day on the air that I found a box of, let's just get down to it, a box of porn in my garage that I was going through all this stuff. And it was awful because my kids like found it, and I don't really care because my kids are in high school now, whatever. And they opened this giant box up, and it was just filled with like sex toys and movies and magazines and all the magazines I've been in, whatever, stories about me in Penthouse, Playboy, all the rest. All these porn stars I know, with all their gifts they gave me, dirty, raunchy, filthy, disgusting, repulsive, awesome gifts. All kinds of toys and bad things that were just fantastic. And I just had so many memories like that of the friendships and the funny stuff and all the just the laughter that I had there. We were always laughing, you know, Sal and Richard, everybody. Everybody's so funny. You know, I used to love hanging out even with Jackie. Everybody is such a trip there, and everybody's so whacked. I got along with everybody. I love Howard. It was great. I love being on Sirius. I love being on Channel 204. I love the fact that Sports Grid Radio cut a deal with Sirius and that we have a channel there now. I love being on every night. Every day I'm on at 4 to 6, and every night I'm on at 10 to midnight. And it's fantastic for me. Because I got to tell you, after I left there and went to CBS and I worked on the national network, you know, CBS Sports Radio, and we kicked ass and took names there. That was all there was to it. But I was never on in New York. So for 8 years, no one could hear me. And I did a show, a national show in 300 cities, and no one could hear me where I live. I live in New York City. And the fact that no one can hear me, and I live here, and I pay these outrageous taxes and outrageous mortgages and outrageous everything, tolls, bridges, gas, everything here is crazy. Food, everything's crazy here. You know, if I'm going to live here and work here and pay all these G-damn bills, and I'm not on the radio here, what's the point? Like, I hated it. I absolutely hated it. And they always lied to me and told me they were going to put me on locally and all this other stuff. And they're just a bunch of liars. That's all they are. And Mafia knows it's true. I'm not making this up. I don't lie. I tell it like it is. And I remember they put us on one day from Las Vegas at a fight. And that was it. They put me on one day in 8 years. Well, what the hell can I do in one day besides nothing? And everyone was so scared of me when they heard me. Because I had been on there for like years on The Fan, and then I went away for a long time, and then I came back, and they put me on one day from Vegas to like get a Mayweather fight or something. And was it Mayweather McGregor Mafia? What was it that they put us on for one night? You remember the guy put us on for one night?
I think it was Mayweather McGregor.
Well, but you can't just throw me on out of the sky like a turd flying through the air. And they plop me on The Fan that night. And then everybody was like, what is going on here? Who's this guy? And then, or the rest of them are like, oh no, him again. Or the rest of them are like, who's this gravelly voice dude? Or who's this guy with throat cancer? Or who's this cigarette guy? Like, I get all that stupid moron stuff. Like, you know. I mean, I've had the same voice since I was 15. I'm a badass, okay? So I don't have any, like, this is, you know, this is how I talk. If you don't like it, screw you and your fat wife. So here's the deal. It pissed me off beyond reproach that I couldn't Beyond in New York when I was living here and doing a show in their building. So I got a chance to go work at Sports Grid and I took it. And then Sports Grid has lived up to all of my expectations. I have a blast. It's awesome. I like doing TV. I like doing radio. They cut a deal for us to go on Sirius. Now I'm on locally again. So everyone can hear me everywhere, every day in the Southern Hemisphere. You can hear me in the Caribbean. You can hear me in New York City. You can hear me in Jersey. You can hear me in L.A. You can hear me in Seattle. You can hear me in Chicago. You can hear me in Miami and Denver and Dallas. I'm on everywhere, every day, always, twice a day live. And when I was on that crappy network, no one ever heard me. So I was on in every Des Moines and Dubuque, and you can kiss my ass with that boring ass S. So the fact that I'm on Sirius again makes me sexual, okay? So just so you know, that was a great question you asked. And, Mavi, how much time do I have? Do I have time to talk about the Padres and Dodgers with him? All right, I got 90 seconds, Rick. Do you want me to talk about that series?
Yeah, talk about that series. I mean, I thought it was a preview of of an NLCS. I think, to be honest with you, I'm watching more baseball right now than NBA. I don't know if that's because it's newer and it's fresher and it's, you know, fans are in the stands, but I think it's more entertaining than the NBA right now. And this last weekend in that series was a prime example.
Right. Fair enough. I'm cool with that. I think the NBA is awesome, but I like baseball too. So it's either or. Like, I was watching the Yankees tonight lose, and I bet on the Braves. But I like watching the Padres more than anybody. I love watching the Padres play, and I'm a Pirate fan. My team sucks, but they're decent. They're having a decent start. They're having a better start than the Padres. Padres have been dropping games left and right. They got swept by the Brewers. It's embarrassing. The Dodgers took them in 2 or 3. They kicked their ass. I think they're going to have problems this weekend at Dodger Stadium, to be honest with you. I know that starts, I think, tomorrow. I'm guessing, right? It's, I think, Thursday through Sunday. I could be wrong, but I know they're playing in L.A. at Chavez Ravine this weekend. I still think the Dodgers are better than the Padres. I thought, for the most part, the Dodgers kicked their ass in that series. I thought the Friday night game was the best game. Saturday was incredible, too, a 2-0 game. Sunday, the Padres got it done, but I think it's going to be a great series again. I still think the Dodgers are better. And I think the Padres have been playing some crappy baseball. And, you know, the other night they had no Tatis, no Machado. I don't think they can win without them. So right now they look a little overrated to me. Like, they're not living up to all the high expectations.
Hey, Scott, my buddy's a fan of yours in Vancouver, Canada, so he hears you crystal clear. I thought I'd let you know that.
Time after time, I sit and I wait for your call.
You know, Mavi and I go to a lot of heavy metal shows whenever we get a chance. I think the last one we went to was Guns N' Roses. It was pretty cool. Anyway, I just wanted to say, since the Padres swept the Rangers back at the, you know, front part of the month, like around, you know, that weekend of the, it was like the 9th, 10th, and 11th of the month, right? So since then, they've gone 3-7, and even the Pirates took 2 or 3 from them. I mean, honestly, that's when you know something's wrong. And then the Dodgers took 2 or 3 from them, and then the Brewers just swept them. So they're 3-7 and 10, and it's nothing to, you know, cry about or to, you know, worry about or, you know, jump off a cliff over, but it's not like that it's like positive in any stretch. I don't see what you get out of it other than a bunch of losses. So it's not like I don't think they're horrible or anything. They're 500 now. They're a 500 team. So I'd rather be 500 than be what the Yankees are. But Milwaukee's legit. They're 11-7, and they get the sweep, and they've had fantastic pitching. It's just every night. Hauser gave up 2 runs, and then they used a bunch of relievers. How about this? Their relievers, Suter, Williams, And I think Boxberger came in, Fire came in, and Hader closed the door. They gave up no runs. The bullpen gave up no runs. Zero. That's crazy. And they all came in and did their job. One after the next, one and a third, one inning, one a third of an inning, two-thirds of an inning, and an inning. I mean, that's crazy. No runs. And then San Diego, it's crazy. Keela got the loss. I told you, Hader got the save for them. And then as far as, I mean, they had it all going in this game. I guess LeMet got the start. And then they used the whole team in this thing. Keela ended up getting the loss. Stammen, Hill, Johnson, Keela, Pagan, and then I think Pomerantz was in the game as well. Adams. I mean, they used the whole team, and they still lost. I got no problem using a bunch of relievers. No problem there. But Keela gave up three earned runs, and that's what cost him. And that gave him the loss in the game. But I mean, they're losing, so it is what it is. Now, I just want to look at, in terms of, you know, for Padre fans, where do they go from here to Dodger Stadium? I want to get it right. It's this series is four games at Chavez Ravine, like I said. So it starts tomorrow. It starts Thursday, and it's the first game of that series is going to be Weathers against Buehler. Of course, Weathers has pitched great. He pitched in that series at Petco. He's a young kid. I mean, he's a horse, this kid. I mean, he is actually an absolute horse. 6'1", 230. He is a bull in a china shop. He's got all kinds of hair, and he just brings it against Buehler. Buehler already... they both are 1-0. Weathers has a 0.93 ERA. Buehler, a 2 ERA. That's the Thursday matchup. Friday, Darvish and Kershaw. Friday, are you kidding me? That one's at 7:10 out in L.A. And then Saturday, Snell and Bauer. That was the Sunday matchup at Petco. Snell and Bauer. Of course, Bauer's already 2-0. Snell's yet to win a game. I'm surprised at that. And then Sunday, it's Musgrove, who threw the no-hitter against Carrot Top, your boy Dustin May. Musgrove's got a 1.04 ERA and May a 2.93 ERA. And that guy, May, brings the fire. I mean, he throws it hard. So I'm all for it. I think it's the, you know, equivalent of the best series in baseball. Again, this weekend will be that. The intensity's through the roof. I still don't believe anything they're telling me about Tatis's injury, his labrum. He hit the home run on Friday night that got him into the game, and that was impressive enough. But then he never had another hit the entire weekend. He had one hit the whole series, a home run. Granted, that's a huge hit, fair enough, but he had two errors and no hits. He had one hit, no more hits after that. The entire series, he was donuts and two errors. And I'm telling you, I just don't believe for 1 minute he's fine. Okay? He is definitely not himself. That's just all there is to it. So we'll see what happens there. They didn't play him a little bit this week, right? Machado and Tatis weren't playing against the Brewers. I remember when we had the Burns kid on the air for the Brewers. We had him on Coast to Coast talking about how, you know, thank God I didn't have to face those two. But he goes, the rest of their lineup's still tough. But I want to see what that lineup looks like again. I really want to look at it again just to see. So they had Grisham. Tatis played today. He was 1-4. He's hitting 154. I mean, he's really earning his money. I mean, they paid a guy through the nose, don't they, Mafia? Like, honestly, like this guy just made, what did he make? 14 years and $350-some million?
Yeah, ridiculous.
Something like that. Anyway, he's hitting 154. Don't tell me he's not injured. Don't tell me there's that labrum's not bothering him. I mean, he's hitting 154. I mean, he's as bad as Aaron Hicks. Aaron Hicks is hitting 160. 154, you suck. That's all there is to it. And then you'll start tripping in your head. Now, I love Tatis like everybody else. He's a badass, and he's very exciting and everything else, but there's something wrong with him. And we all know what it is, and nobody wants to admit it. Nobody wants to admit it that his labrum's shot. Thank God I'll just tell it like it is so everyone can go to bed. You know what I mean? Just snap a tube, go to bed, have a beer, go out in the backyard, have that one smoke you don't want your wife to catch you having. Go have it. Just go have it and go, you know what? Farrell's right. His labrum shot, he's hitting 154, and I need a cigarette. That's it. Machado, 0 for tonight, hitting 261. Hosmer's a badass, hitting 311. Profar hitting 254. Your boy Pham hitting 153. He's been terrible. Kim hitting 209. He's terrible. I mean, honestly. So they had so many guys in that game. Myers, they used him as a pinch hitter. I like Will Myers. I think he's a player. I really do. I like him. But, and I think Cronenworth's good too. I like him. But anyway, they got some problems right now. They better figure it out. I'll tell you what, the way they're playing right now, they might get their ass shredded in L.A. at the Ravine by the Dodgers, because the Dodgers mean business. I mean, that's all there is to it. Just so we're clear here about the Dodgers, how good they are. I mean, everybody knows now, right, what they're doing. Like, am I crazy? So, anyway, I want to look at – they're 14-4. 14-4. So, already, when you look at baseball, which it's so early, it doesn't even matter. But in the West, they already have a three-game lead, and it's over the Giants. The Padres are 5 out, which is no big deal. They're 500. Arizona's 6 out. Colorado's 8 out. I got to tell you, though, Arizona and Colorado both suck beef jerky. And the Padres are a game ahead of Arizona and 3 games ahead of Colorado. So that's embarrassing in itself. So they can't worry about them. They got to worry about winning games. And they can't let San Francisco be better than them, because they're not better than them. The Padres are better than the Giants, right? It's just got to be. They got to figure it out. They've got to win. They've got to get back in this. They've got to right the ship, and they got to get going soon. They can't just sit around and lose and lose series and get swept by the Brewers and get beaten 2 out of 3 by the Pirates. I mean, that's when you know you got issues. You got a problem. Milwaukee's in first in the Central by a game and a half over the Reds. The Reds have played pretty good ball. The Cubs are 2.5 back. Cards and Bucks are 3 out each. The Pirates, I mean, they're 8-10, and they, you know, beat up the Padres. The Mets lead, Mafia's Mets lead the Phillies by a half game in the East. Miami's 1 out. Oakland has won 11 straight games. They won today, wild walk-off style, like 13-12, something like that. Crazy finish on a throwing error to first base. That's what they won on. They lead the West. I think they'll win the West. Kansas City, believe it or not, leads the Central by a game and a half over the White Sox and Indians. And Boston's lead over Tampa is 2 games in the AL East. Toronto and Baltimore are 3.5 out. The Yankees are in last place, 5 out, 6-11, and embarrassingly awful. They lost again tonight. They look terrible again tonight. They got lucky and won last night. Otherwise, it'd be 7 in a row. Because they lost 5 in a row, then they won, then they lose. So they've lost 6 of 7. I mean, they stink. And believe me, you, they were booing them tonight in the Boogie Down Bronx like nobody's business. It's Farrell on a bench.
Sports Grid is available on the radio, internet, TV, satellite.
And don't forget
our mobile app. So if you're not getting it,
you're just not trying.
Keep it right here. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, so Pharrell on the bench. The Royals beat the Rays 9-8, and that's why they're in first place. They stopped the Rays winning streak, which I bet on the Royals today. The Cubs pounded Mafia's Mets 16-4. Did you see that polar bear home run he hit onto Waveland Avenue, though?
Oh, yeah, your boy crushed that out the park. Didn't mean anything because they got their ass kicked, but it was nice.
Oh, my God, was that a bomb. That may have been, literally, that may have been one of the longest home runs I've ever seen hit at Wrigley Field. I mean, that thing, I don't even think it landed on Waveland. I think it landed about, like, in Gary, Indiana, like about 20 minutes ago. That's right.
It wasn't one of these ones, like, you know, crushing, like, high, arcing, and it just takes forever to get out. Like, that thing got out quick.
It was an absolute rocket. I mean, this guy, he is huge. That dude is huge. And what did he hit the one year, like 52 homers?
I believe it was 53.
Yeah. So, and then the next year he sucked, right? Because everybody, the expectations were he'd do it again, and he didn't live up to it at all. But now, I'd love to.
Last year.
Well, COVID, but, well, he didn't hit any home runs. So, I want to know, what do you think? He's got three now, or four, or whatever it is. I think it's his third. But how many do you think he can hit this year with a full season?
Big man hit ball far.
That was the play-by-play of his home run tonight. They were very excited. The Mets announcers.
And like Ben Affleck's depressing directorial debut, that one is going to be gone, baby, gone.
That was a good show, Brockmire. I liked it. I never watched it again. How many seasons of it was it? Two or three?
I think it was four.
Yeah, I stopped watching after a couple. But I thought that was really good. I thought it was pretty funny. Diamondbacks beat the Reds twice today. That suspended game, they finished off 5-4, and then they beat them 8-5 again in 10 innings. The Brewer win over the Padres was 4-2. Texas beat the Angels 7-4. By the way, Trout hit an opposite field shot. Ohtani hit a shot. It didn't matter. They still lost. It doesn't matter how many home runs you hit when you lose. But all they show is the highlights of the Angels hitting home runs. Meanwhile, the other team wins. Like, how stupid is that? I've never understood that. You're going to show me highlights of the team that loses. I mean, like, thanks. Thanks for that. I don't even know how the other team won. I just know that I know the team you showed all the highlights of, ESPN, was the team that lost. Like, who does that, Mafia? Honestly, like, if I'm in charge, I'm like, okay, can we stop showing the losing team highlights? Let's just show how the team won the game. Let's get the story out of how they lost. How's that for an idea? I mean, honestly. The Nationals beat the Cardinals 1-0. That A's win was 13-12. They've won 11 in a row. That team means business. I'm telling you, they're good. Rockies beat the Astros. The Astros have been losing ass. They've lost like 9 of 10. And it couldn't be better for the world that the Astros suck. I think it's just fantastic. They deserve everything they're getting wherever they play. I can't wait till they come to the Bronx. But then again, the Yankees suck so bad, it'll be like a loser festival. It doesn't matter if your fans are booing the Astros when your team sucks too. The only time it's good when you rub it in their face is when you're good and they're not. Because everybody wants revenge because the Yankees think that the Astros cheated to beat them in the ALCS. Which they did. They were cheating for years, and then they finally got caught. Don't believe for 1 minute it was 1 year. I believe fully it was all 3 years that they were cheating. They cheated until they got caught, because everyone cheats until they get caught. Everybody drinks and drives until they get caught. Everybody smokes dope when they're a kid until they get caught. And then they say, it's the first time I ever did it. Right? Like, who are you kidding? One of the great things, Mafia, in life is that I know all of these lies and tricks. I've been involved in all of them. I've been around all of the shenanigans and lying and stealing and cheating and bad behavior, porous decision making. I've seen it all. So there's nothing that these young runts can blow past me. Marlins beat the Orioles 3-0. The Phillies 6-5 over the Giants on a walk-off hit to left. Harper scored the winning run. Very exciting. The Jays beat the Red Sox 6-3. And then the Tigers and Pirates split 2. Pirates 3-2 game 1. Tigers 5-2 game 2. And that Braves win over the Yankees was 4-1 in the boogie down. Now, as far as the NBA now, I told you this game would be good, right? The Clippers have come all the way back. They were down, whatever it was, 12 when we were talking before about the NBA. It's now tied at 77s with 2:47 left in the third. This will be a good finish tonight from the Staples. Now the Clippers actually lead on a Kennard free throw, 78-77. After three at the Moda in Rip City, the Blazers are up 84-82 on the Nuggets. I just want to see the scoring in that one. The Joker's got 20, and Dame Time has 18, so he's not really doing anything tonight either. No one's really going off in that game. Campazzo to guard. You know, they don't have Murray. He had knee surgery today. He had successful knee surgery. I saw pictures of him in his hospital bed, giving everybody the love, peace sign that he's okay. Campazzo's that little mosquito that a guy can really play. 12 points tonight. He's hit 4 threes. If they get 12 from that guy every night, and 12, 5, and 3 from that guy. I mean, the guy's 5 foot tall, and he's getting 5 rebounds. Guys, he's a menace. He's all over. He's like C.J. McCollum. He's like the guy, who am I thinking of, the kid from the Pacers, T.J. McConnell. That guy's all over the floor stealing balls. Porter's got 17. Barton's got 14. Gordon's got 12. But the Blazers are up by 2 at the start of the fourth. And the T-Wolves have come back to take the lead on the Kings. Are they really going to win both games in Sacramento? The Kings can't even win one game on their home floor in back-to-back games against the lowly T-Wolves. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Towns has 19. Edwards has 13. And there you go. Fox has 23. So does Heald. But somehow, 93-89, the T-Wolves. The T-Wolves won last night for the George Floyd family and the verdict against Derek Chauvin, the cop that went to the Minnesota State Prison facility. He's in isolation. They got him in a, you know, his own private cell. They got him on 24-hour suicide watch. They got him on film, and they got a cop going by that stall every 20 minutes around the clock to make sure the guy doesn't kill himself. But I don't think he's got any way to kill himself in that room unless he tears that outfit off and, you know, tears it into strips like a rope and hangs himself, because there's nothing in that cell. I saw it literally. He's sleeping on iron. I mean, he's got a toilet and an iron bed. That's what he's sleeping on. He got no pillow, nothing. So his life is a living hell. I mean, an absolute living hell. He's looking at that room for the next 30 years. There is no way in hell that that judge is going to come back in 8 weeks and not sentence that guy to at least 30 years. If that judge gives him anything under 30 years, again, let's say he gives him 12 or 15 years, I swear to God, that judge will have to go, he'll have to go into hiding. I mean, he literally, they'll put a hit on him. That'll be that. They'll blame him. They'll blame the judge if he doesn't sentence him to a massive amount of time. You cannot just convict that guy of three charges of murder. The guy murdered him, three counts of murder. You cannot be convicted of three counts of murder and get no time. I guarantee you, they got to make an example out of this guy. And it has to be done for all the blacks that have been killed and abused by the police and treated like crap by the popo and totally disrespected and for nonsense, just absolute meaningless crap. The cops just pushing their weight around, shoving people around with their badge and gun and power trip and their egos out of control. And they just harass blacks. They harass people of color. They harass Hispanics. They harass everybody. All they do is power trip. They harass white people. They do. They power trip everybody. You can't even get pulled over anymore without getting harassed. They give you attitude. You remember the night, Mafia, we were driving home, we got pulled over, and a guy gave you the business because I'm sitting there with a broken wrist, and you're driving a car, and a guy started harassing you?
Of course I remember that. You know, as a young kid just trying to throw his weight around. It was late night, and they're just going to assume that you're doing bad stuff, some guys. And that's terrible when you get people like that who kind of use it as a power trip instead of, you know, a calling to do good.
That's exactly my point, is that you can't even get pulled over because they always say now it's just blacks. It's everybody. They harass. Now, there's no doubt the blacks get it 10,000 times worse than anybody else. But everyone gets harassed by them because these cops have such power trips. They're such D's. I mean, they have just turned into complete asshats, and they give everybody the business. I mean, they harass everybody. No wonder everyone hates your guts. I mean, you might as well find a new profession because everyone hates you. It's true. I know you're listening right now. You don't like hearing it, but that's why everyone hates your guts, because you're all a bunch of asshats with power trips because you got a gun and a badge. I mean, I get sick to my stomach even seeing them in a car. I just want to give them the finger every time I see them. I can't stand them. They make me sick to my stomach the way they treat people. I'm done with cops. Screw you. Do something good for somebody for once in your life. Idiots. Now, hey, I don't dispute there's tons of good cops, but there's hundreds of millions of bad ones. I hope that made sense. Timberwolves now up 98-95 on the Kings, a three-point game. Blazers have the lead by 2 over the Nuggets, and the Clippers' lead is 5 over the Grizzlies after 3. The Knicks win in overtime and take over the 4th spot in the East. They beat the Hawks. Trey Young rolled left ankle badly tonight. He's done for a while. Heat blow out the Spurs. Cavs blow out the Bulls. Pacers by 6 over the Thunder. I just have to see that. I knew they wouldn't cover it at 10.5. The Pacers suck. Suns beat the Sixers by 3. Did you see the Embiid full court heave at the end of the game? Went in and out of the basket, and it went in and then out. It did not go down. It popped out. It went in and then popped out from full court shot from the underneath the other basket on a rebound on a missed free throw. He grabbed the ball and threw it the length of the court, and it almost went down, would have tied the game. Instead, they lose by 3. They were getting 3.5. Cover! Wizards covered for me, 118-114 over the Warriors. Raptors beat the Nets. Jazz blew out the Rockets. Mavericks by 10 over the Pistons. I had 12.5. I think it was 11 on Coast to Coast today that the Pistons were getting. Either way, they covered. Hockey. Vegas 3-2 in the third with 7 minutes left on the Sharks in Sin City to make it a beautiful down Vegas. The Canadians lead the Oilers 2-1 in Edmonton after 2. Blackhawks in overtime. Cover! Beat the Predators 5-4 and the Wild winners over to Coyotes 4-1 tonight in the desert. I think that just about sums it up for everything that went down tonight, baby, across the board. It's Pharrell on the bench. Such a badass. He just absolutely is a monster in the block.
I just want to feel my burger finger.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
Yeah, Pharrell on the bench with Mafia. Julius Randle, JR, who shot JR? He had a 40 spot tonight. And the Knicks win their 8th in a row. 11 straight covers. They took over 4th in the East from Atlanta. If they meet him in the playoffs, that's who they're going to play. What a game, 137-127 in overtime. Randle said, quote, New York, we here, baby. Woo! We're here. You better believe it. I mean, the Garden is rocking. They only let 2,000 in that place, and it's still rocking. Imagine when they let half of that crowd in. Imagine when it's full, what that place is going to be like if the Knicks are good. You may not like it. Screw you, too. How does that sound? Does that work for you? How about with an English muffin with butter on it? Screw you with an English muffin and butter. How's that sound? The Knicks are good again, and everybody can kiss my ass. I waited 23 years for this, the torture of being a Knicks fan. Oh, my God, it's the worst, Mafia. You know it's true. We've been suffering in this city forever. It's the Mecca. We deserve good basketball here in New York City. You got to be kidding me. It's the best ball in the country. I know it's good everywhere else. It's better here. You know it, Mafia. 4th Street, Rucker. Where else? It don't matter. I'll go all day talking about it. There's so much great lit in New York City. Everywhere. Can't believe they're good again. I love it. It's insanity. I don't even care how good the Nets are with the way the Knicks are playing. It's so funny. And every time those two hook up to play, it's a war. It's a great game. It's like a 2-3-point game, tops, 1-point game, overtime games. It's crazy. So I'll see you tomorrow at 4 p.m. East on Coast to Coast on Sports Grid. Great job, Moff. Good night.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed. Shop now for a limited time. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.